Stella speaking.
Hi, I was calling about the home care services for a family member.
Sure.
As a caregiver.
You want to work as a caregiver for a family member?
Yes.
Got it. And does the family member already approve for home care, or do you want to apply them?
They have, they receive disability, and because of, you know, because of a permanent injury that they have. They have paperwork and all. Say it again.
Which age are they?
I believe 62 years old.
Mm-hmm, got it. Is it a family member of yours?
It's actually my mother.
Your mother, got it. So what I can do is I'll need to get your mother's information. I'll have a specialist assigned to her case and help her get her approved for home care services. And then she's going to sign you up as well as the caregiver.
Okay. Question, as far as travel and all of that, do we have to travel to come to you guys for paperwork, or how does this go?
No, we do everything over the phone, remotely, by text and email.
Okay. All right. So will I need to give, I guess I would have to call my, talk to my mother first to get the information.
I'll just give your mother's, like, name, date of birth. An address, basically that.
Okay. Her name is Ruth Thompson.
Give me a minute, 1 second. Hold on. Give me 2 minutes. Sorry, how do I spell her last name?
Her last name is Thompson.
And what's her date of birth?
10/31/62.
Got it. Let me log into her Medicaid account before we go forward. I just want to make sure everything is good. In which county does she live?
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia. Okay, perfect. Does she have Medicaid?
I believe she does. Hold on 1 second. I can ask her. Hold on. Mama, do you get Medicaid?
I think I get Medicare because I'm not old enough to get Medicaid. Medicaid is for 65 and over.
So you get Medicaid? Medicare?
Medicare. Medicare. Pick a bed.
What's your age?
63. I'll be 64 coming up.
You 64 coming up?
Yeah, 63 now.
Okay.
In October.
She'll be 64 in October.
Okay, but Medicaid is actually an income-based program. Would you know if she has it? It's not Medicare. Medicare is for elderly, and then Medicaid is an income-based program.
Medicaid, so, okay.
So I get disability, too.
She get disability.
Got it. Which insurance does she have?
Only what I get.
Which insurance do you have?
Humana.
Humana is under Medicare. Any other insurance, like Keystone, First, UPMC?
Any other insurance, Keystone, First,
no, none of that stuff.
Can't Help a Wellness.
Plain Humana.
Just Humana.
Yeah, Humana.
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 Well, read that paper,
anything I get. FFB, you just got to read.
Okay. Say it again.
So Humana is actually only Medicare. We do not accept it. Is she willing to apply for Medicaid? See if she can get approved for that.
I'm disability.
Would you, okay, so would you, being as though you're disability, would you be willing to apply for Medicaid? This is the thing with the nurse thing, with Gamma. This is how she had to look at that. So would you willing to go like she did? She had to apply as a quick thing.
Yeah, but will that affect the doctor that I go to? Will I have to pick another doctor?
If she go with trying to get Medicaid, will it affect the doctor that she currently goes to?
Actually, no. It's just going to be an additional, like, coverage. She's going to stay with her current with Humana and everything. We're just going to add her on if she's eligible for it. She's going to have two insurances.
You don't pay for that. This is with the home health aid thingy. Like our mom did, she don't pay for that. You just go forward with paperwork. They trying to see, would you want to see if you're eligible with the Medicaid part?
Yeah, you got to see something else.
Okay, that's all. That's all I mean. Okay, yes.
You would like. What's her monthly income?
What's your monthly income?
My monthly income is $1,375 a month.
$1,375 a month.
That is. Does she have any assets, like owning a home, a vehicle, something like that?
No.
None of that.
It's regular. None
of those things.
Any savings?
No cars. Any savings? Any...
I got $200 in my savings. That's it.
Just $200 in her savings. That's it.
So she should be eligible for Medicaid. To be honest, might be she does have Medicaid, but the program is not, like, the system is not working, so I can't log in to check. So it sounds like she should get eligible, like, soon. No complications. Just give me, let me take down her address, and I'll have a specialist help you.
Okay. The address.
5300
Tabor Ave, Apartment 1. Tabor, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, B as in Ball, O as in Over, R as in Run. Ave, like Avenue, so
okay.
It's just going to be short, Ave.
Yeah.
Tabor Ave, 5300 Tabor Ave, Apartment 1.
Got it, and that's in Philadelphia, you said, right?
Yes.
And what's her zip code?
19120.
Got it. Any kids in the house, like any minors?
No.
Got it. And you want to sign up as the caregiver, right?
Yes.
Got it. What's your first and last name?
It's Michelle Thompson.
Got it. Does your mom have any other phone number that I can put in?
Oh, the phone number. What's your phone number? Hold on. I'll call you.
Is that going to be putting up their relatives and all that stuff in their system?
Just like our mom and her child, the same exact way. Everything is exactly the same. Everything. 267-734-
okay. Okay.
4037.
Okay. Got it. Okay, just give me 2 minutes. Let me see if I can get a specialist right now available, okay? Can you hold on the line?
Sure.
Thank you.
And then you get there, and that's up to you. If you let me know something, I'm not personal about splitting the money, mama. If that's good. If you want to do it in the way, let's do it.
Well, I
said we need to get
to
this thing. I'm fine. But if you want to do that, let's get to that. Now we just have to call Noin and do everything with them. They're going to have to get in touch with them. That's the only thing about that. You know how it is. We're getting in touch with Noin. That's all I'm saying. Them little bit $300 stamp ain't gonna worry me over splitting us $1,000 a week, mama. I'm thinking logic. You think about $300 stamp. Way more money than that. That's not important right now. I was going to use a different address. That's the first thing I'm out. Probably like what? I'm thinking maybe like my old address or something. Probably. I don't have no post office left.
I'm coming to get everything started.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll just tell them 8214 for right now. Frankfurt Avenue or whatever that. For right now. Yeah, of course not. Only thing I have still here is my food stamps and my mother phone. Nothing is high to the same. I was just having it here all the time.
No, I know that. I know that.
Do you want to start? Keep saying it. You want to do it with Noy, then let's do it. But I'm just saying, you know how Noy is with when it's time for phone calls, he don't answer. He's not dependable. And that's the part you got to talk to him about. Hey, we want to do this nursing thing. I need you to answer phone calls right away. I could be calling about, you could be calling about anything. Man, he might need information. That could stop the check. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. About the tendency.
Okay, so actually all of our specialists are currently busy. I will send them over a message to call back. Should they call you back or call back your mom?
Call me back.
Your call on this number.
Yes, 267-487-5841.
Got it, perfect. Okay, I'll let them know to give you a call back as soon as possible, and they'll assist you further, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Bye.